The HV Tech Podcast.
Hello and welcome to today's HV Tech Podcast. My name is Ralph and I'm the Senior Specialist for Sales Enablement at HV Hydraulics. My guest today is Michael, who is a Director for Key Market Management at HV Hydraulics. Welcome.
Thanks to be here.
I'm glad to have you this morning. And we have a big news for all our listeners. Next year is HV Hydraulics' 75th anniversary. And Michael here is kind enough to tell us a little bit about the history of HV and tell us how the company was founded. So could you tell us a few words about the founders of the company? Let's get started with that.
Okay, the company was founded in 1949 by Karl Heinmeier and Wilhelm Weinlein. These two guys met each other at a chess play.
They were playing chess, so yeah. Real brainiacs.
Yeah.
So.
Mr. Heinmeier was the technical brain, mm-hmm. Mr. Weinlein, the businessman.
Okay.
And so the company was founded with the name Heilmein Weinlein Fabrik für Ölhydraulik GmbH und Co. KG.
Wow, that's a mouthful. And later on, we'll come a little bit more into the name and how that changed to HV Hydraulics. So tell me a little bit about the business idea that these two gentlemen had that actually got the company started after World War II.
Yeah, Mr. Heinmeier was the technician and inventor also. He developed a kind of piston pump after the war. The basics he acquired at his employment at BMW, mm-hmm. airplane construction, okay. not the car. And Mr. Weinlein was the businessman. He was a representative for steel forklift, we would say today.
Mm-hmm.
Steel at that time was looking for a new design of a forklift today. Efficiency, even pressure, higher pressure, were already major topics to select the right mm-hmm. pump. In combination with this high pressure and efficiency, they were also looking for valvings.
Mm-hmm.
And Heilmeier and Weinlein, the company, was able to develop this kind of elements.
Okay. Pretty groundbreaking. So what happened next?
Yeah, of course, Still was really happy. However, they want to establish their own business and market.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked for an exclusivity, which they got from HV,
okay.
Heilmeier Weinlein.
Mm-hmm.
But it's exclusivity with one or two products is a little bit dangerous then.
Exactly.
And for that reason, Mr. Heinmeier tried to develop new businesses as well and mm-hmm. find new application.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was power packs for dump truck trailer.
Okay.
So piston pumps and valves for that.
Yeah. Makes sense not to have all your eggs in one basket. Now, these pumps and valves, are they still available today?
No, of course, both elements were developed further on. Today, we have, of course, the radial piston pump as a core element in our product portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
As an individual pump and or also as a element included in our compact power packs.
Mm-hmm.
The valves were further on developed as well. Starting from manual actuated pumps, very fast and towards the solenoid actuated valves
okay.
today.
Well, it makes sense. You mentioned forklifts multiple times. Are these components still in use as they were in forklifts today?
We could say, unfortunately not. The rod and piston pumps are over-engineered from the today's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
However, we still serve the application with our valves today. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what other applications are the Havey pumps and valves used for nowadays, since it's not just the forklifts anymore?
Yeah. Yeah, there are pretty nice application in the market. One of them was a satellite antenna in Australia.
Wow.
Established in the 60s to monitor the moon landing.
Oh, that's great.
End of the 60s. Mm-hmm. Was great. And after a while, or in early 2000, we got a request, could you maintain this pump mm-hmm. unit? Was a surprise for us because after almost 35 years mm-hmm. in operation,
nobody remembered, huh?
Right, nobody remembered, and it still worked. Yeah.
That's awesome.
The other application is, for instance, the Bridge of Mio.
Mm-hmm.
It's a masterpiece of architecture.
Where is that located?
It's in France.
Okay.
Close to the border to Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Huge design, huge construction also, where we, with our components, were required to move the road track.
Wow, that's quite impressive. Bringing it a little bit closer to home, as our audience might know, we are located in Munich. Munich has a somewhat renowned soccer or football team, as some may know it. I think with the Allianz Arena, there's also some sort of connection with Havey, or am I wrong?
Yeah, it's a nice reference for us. There are several applications in this arena which use hydraulics as a mm-hmm. Force and element. One of them is the Spieleraufzugsklappe, which is okay. the gateway for the players.
Mm-hmm.
Which is driven by hydraulic from Havey.
Wow. So without Havey, no game.
You're right.
They're stuck in their in the locker rooms. Well, that's awesome. Those are some exciting applications. I mean, from moon landing to roads and soccer, football, however you may call it. Now, I do want to get back to the name, which is a amazing tongue twister, especially for our international audience. So how did Hallmayr und Weinlein Fabrik für Ölhydraulik GmbH und Co. KG become today's Havey Hydraulics?
Yeah, I mean, H and W mm-hmm. was used as an abbreviation for Hallmayr und Weinlein mm-hmm. in the early days already because of this long name.
Mm-hmm.
So after a while, HAW came in place due to the linguistic kind of thing. And in the mid-80s already, Havey Hydraulic was a brand
mm-hmm.
name.
Mm-hmm.
Very well known in the market. And as a result of the internationalization of Havey,
it was
more
changed.
Or less easy then to say, okay, we change the company name into the brand name as well.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure our international audience is very happy, and our customers are very happy that the name is Havey Hydraulics. And maybe you didn't know how this happened. That's it for today. But as I said in the beginning, we have our 75th anniversary next year. So I'm sure that we'll have some more interesting podcasts regarding the history of Havey, maybe some more great examples of where Havey is being used. Michael, I'm very happy that you had a chance to join me this morning.
You're welcome.
I learned something, And I'm glad I didn't have a problem with that tongue twister. Ave is a lot easier to say. If you have any suggestions, the type of podcast you'd like to see in the future, you can send us suggestions via email to podcast@habe.de. And I look forward to seeing you again with my next guests in the future. And Michael, thank you very much. And I look forward to seeing you again.
Bye.
Goodbye.